Hello?
Hey,
Okay.
do you remember our phone call when I was I was calling that I just canceled my or I had deferred my Audible subscription by 3 months because I didn't want to be paying that $15 a month, but if I canceled it, they wouldn't have let me use my 7 credits that have been saved up.
Nine, I thought. But, yeah.
Well, do you remember that in that conversation, I was explaining that we had actually been getting two separate charges for $15 a month from Audible, and it was a
Yeah.
little confusing because you kept saying, "I know, I just got the email, I know," and I was saying, "Well, is there a second email address that would be associated with a different Audible account?" And you were going back and listening to the recording, you were fairly unkind to me and you were interrupting me a lot and you were angry because you thought I was accusing you of something.
Good.
Do
Okay, Aaron.
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I just noticed that you actually had an Audible account that was associated with Amazon Halcyon. You know what I'm talking about? Your other Amazon account?
I have that Amazon account, but that day that we talked about it, I didn't get the notice about it having one, and I haven't ever
Well,
used Audible.
I couldn't get them to send something to that because they wouldn't do anything with that account without me telling them what the email address was for it. They were like, if you can't tell me an email address, then I can't do anything to an account because you obviously don't have authority over it, don't know about it. But they said the only thing that they could do was refund the last 4 months that were on a particular credit card. And so they did a refund, but they weren't really able to talk to me about whether they were closing an account or what account they were, it was for or anything like that. So they did credit back 4 months to our Fidelity credit card, and that refund did come through. But I'm able to see if you're in your Amazon Halcyon Amazon account, if you go to messages, you can see that they've sent you a message every month for the past year, telling you an update of your Audible credits, and it's been one more every month, and it got all the way up to 11. And so the rough thing, I don't actually know where the first 8 payments would have come from or how to get a refund on those. But my thinking is if we're not getting a refund and you're wanting books, I hate for that account to be closed if there's 11 credits sitting there that you could and would use. And that was the reason that I was asking you about another associated email address. And it's my understanding that all of those messages that are in your message center when you're logged into an Amazon account are basically copies of an email they also send you. Does that sound right to you, or do you
Well,
think you have email turned off for that?
no, I get emails on that account, and I don't recall getting Audible emails. But if I have Audible credits, I don't know why when I go to buy an Audible, it makes me pay for it.
Because you're not using Amazon Halcyon, are you?
Yes, I am.
You are using Amazon Halcyon for your. When was the last time you got an Audible book?
When I was at Honey Lake.
And there wasn't an option to use a credit.
No.
You can always use money instead of use a credit.
Mean, unless I was, like I said, I didn't think I had Audible, so I could have obliviously done that, I guess. But I would think that it would tell you to use a credit as the default.
Use a credit. Wow. Oh. Okay. Well, it sounds like maybe now that I know what the email address is, unless there's a different email address associated with the Audible, that I wonder if that's possible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
I can
somehow
go back and search my email for Audible, the keyword Audible, see if I can find anything.
You did?
No, I can when I'm not.
You can, yeah. Okay, well, maybe, yeah, or maybe now that I know to tell them Amazon, Halcyon, at DustinandAaron.com, maybe now they would be more capable of talking to me about it, and we could go back and we could find out whether the account's still open or whether we accidentally closed it and lost all those credits or whether we could go back and get a refund for the other 8 months since you didn't even know you had it all that time, which would actually probably be – it would be smarter, I think, to try to get a refund for those months because, like I said, remember I was saying you get other benefits with your membership besides just getting a credit each month? Like,
yeah.
Every month they have 6 books and you can pick 2 of them for free.
Right.
And so it would make more sense to, like, get a refund on all your unused credits and start a new membership where you could actually take advantage of those other perks because you know about them and you know you have a membership than it would be to you know what I mean, leave the money with them without having gotten any of those perks.
Sure. Good fine, Mom.
Okay. What'd you say?
Good fine. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's not – the bigger takeaway is if you get a chance to go back and listen to that phone call, though, when I tried to ask you about it the first time, like there's definitely something going on with you that would cause you to think that I was trying to accuse you of something unjustly and cause you to think that it was reasonable to emotionally punish me and think that it was reasonable to interrupt me, think that it was reasonable to be angry at me and think that it was reasonable to talk down to me. Because if you, and I've listened to it, if you listen to my tone, like I was being subservient and I was being submissive and I was being kind and I was just like doing clerical work for you as a servant. So your poor treatment of me was uncalled for, and I think that there's some kind of mentality, you know what I mean,
okay,
going on with you.
I'll do that.
Great. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.